The new Old Time Chautauqua was founded in 1981 and is made up of volunteers and goes on tour once a year. This year's tour, made up of 55 performers and educators, will be going through Southeast Alaska in June and July. Paul McGeed, coordinator for this year's tour, explains that a Chautauqua is only similar to a circus in that there are some performers who do circus-type acts.
It's more about education and entertainment kind of mixed together in this wonderful combo. It's actually a lot more like public radio or a TED Talk, where there's this great mix of, you know, great performers and great ideas.
And community gathering together.
That's Ann Gavzer, who serves as wrangler for the troupe.
One of the prime things I work on is our community service aspect, which is where we, it's a real important part of our mission to go and be able to entertain people who otherwise would not have the opportunity. They may not be able to leave their homes. So we go into senior homes. We work with homeless youth. We do lunch, free lunch programs. We go to Boys and Girls Clubs. We go to prisons, and so that's one of the pieces that I work on.
The visitors will be doing community service projects in the seven towns, in between parades, vaudeville-style performances, and workshops. People are encouraged to participate, and McGeed says the more a community puts into their visit, the more they'll get out.
So if you got kids who want to be in a parade, that's really fun. If the VFW wants to get in the parade, that's great. You know, anybody who has a community organization or for any reason wants to be, you know, in the parade to promote something or to promote community, we really encourage that.
The traveling group ranges in age from 1 to 74, and Gavzer says the events are family-friendly. The Chautauqua group features a 25-piece marching band. They plan on breaking out into smaller musical groups and welcome other musicians to join in. They'll even send the music in advance. McGeed says he'll be teaching workshops on subjects like how to fold things and history of the Chautauqua. Community members also are encouraged to lead their own sessions. McGeed says the Chautauqua movement dates back to 1874 and was predated by the practice of holding lyceums or gatherings for lectures and classes, which started in 1826.
It's about the individual. A free man tilling his own earth, basically, is the idea. And that in order to be a good citizen, you have to be a well-educated citizen. So this whole movement basically started out of that idea. And so lyceums were events that were actually gatherings of people, just regular people who had regular jobs, who wanted to keep improving their education and their minds.
McGeed says in 1924, there were 1,000 traveling Chautauquas serving 40 million Americans, but the practice died out during the Great Depression.
Anyway, we founded our Chautauqua in 1981, so it's our 34th year. And we are the only circuit Chautauqua left in America. So if you want to see something super unique and have loads and loads and loads and loads of fun, you should come out and see us, because who knows when we'll be back. Last time was 23 years ago. So
organizers are seeking donations of food while they're in the seven communities to feed that large visiting group. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.